All right, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Anybody here care to please stand up and join me and just let loose a little bit, stretch out, get comfortable, because we got a bunch of sharing coming up. Everybody's who wants to is going to get a chance to share. We're going to end at noon, so we're going to give everybody 2 minutes to share who wants to. And we do have one more announcement. If you're enjoying yourself today, I want to let you know on the 9th of December we have the Promises meeting, which we will have over at the Care Center in West LA. I think you all know where that is. So that's the end of that part. And who would like to get us started on our shares here? All right, come on down. Everybody just line up here who wants to share. And when the people are done, you can just take their place.
Hi, I'm Vicki, compulsive overeater. And I just wanted to get up and share today that today is my 60th abstinent day in program. And what a lovely day to have it beyond the day of Thanksgiving. And I have to say that this holiday has so never been about the food for me, because for some reason I never liked the food associated with Thanksgiving. But of course I still overate. But it makes me so happy that today I won't, because now I have my 3 meals a day with my 2 snacks, and Thanksgiving meal will just be another meal. And I'm really grateful for this program. I've learned a lot about myself, and I get a tremendous amount from hearing all of you at all the meetings that I attend. So that's it. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Melissa, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Melissa.
And my sponsor told me I had to speak, and I know I have to speak, because it is my 30 days of abstinence today. And that in itself is a miracle, since it happened on this day, just like Vicki said for her, and I know Miss Beth supposed to crosstalk, but it's a miracle to be here and to have wonderful people around me that really know what gratitude is all about. And today means so much more than so many other days, because I'm here, I'm alive, I'm with good people, and there's miracles already happening all around me, and I'm hearing it and experiencing it for myself. So thank you so much for letting me speak.
Hi, I'm Lori, I'm a compulsive reader. Hi, everybody. I am so glad to be here. I want to cry. It's just so good to see all of you. I've been in and out for the last 2 years. I relapsed, and I gained all my weight back after almost a year of abstinence. And, you know, even though I took some steps back, I can still see, I'm sitting here today, I can still see what a different person I am and how much this program has helped me, and I'm just really grateful. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gail. I'm a compulsive eater, and I have about 7 years abstinent, and I too have changed. I am now Gail 3.0, so I like to think, except for the fact that while I was waiting here to get my 2 minutes to talk about me, I was asked to please remind people that there are registration forms over there so for the birthday party. So if you want to sign up for the birthday party, there's also candles over there, please do. And you know, I've been feeling lonely lately. My mom died about a year and a half ago, and I spent many, many hours and many meetings complaining about my mother when she was alive. And now I notice I'm sharing quite a bit about how much I miss her now that she's dead, and how I feel lonely. And it's so nice to sit in this. I like so much, thank you, the three speakers, thank you for talking about reality versus fantasy. You know, I said many times I was going to lose weight too and never did. And today, when I feel lonely, I get to look at my life, really, and see what I have. And I don't have much of a family left. And this is, you know, you really are my family. You are the people that understand me. You are the people that I can come to and talk to and learn from. And that's not, you know, my family at its best. And when I start thinking about I miss my family, I start thinking about the actual situations, and you know what, it wasn't great. You know, I miss a fantasy, and it's not true. And sitting in here in a chair with a blanket among people I love, with enough room in the chair to put my purse next to me so that it doesn't have to be on the wet grass, because at 300 pounds, I couldn't fit my purse in that chair. You know, that's a miracle. So thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
I'm Leonard, a compulsive overeater recovering. Thank you for all being here, and I want to thank the speakers. They were really very, very moving, very, very inspiring to me, and sure to all of us. I remember there was an old-timer in the program who used to say, never get in the ring with food, because you will always lose that battle. And I'm going to a big Thanksgiving thing. There'll be 18 people there, and I'm bringing a bunch of stuff, and I said, well, I'll bring applesauce, so I won't be tempted to eat any of the cakes or pies or whatever. So, typical me, I went out and I bought sugared applesauce and plain applesauce in two different bottles, and I thought, well, I'll mix them together and that'll be, you know, only partial. And I thought, that's a real metaphor for my struggle. So I'm in the tail of two applesauces, you know, and this is going through my head for the other day. Well, should I eat that? Well, it's got some sugar in it. Well, I probably shouldn't. Well, thank goodness I still have some applesauce left in the jar that was the unsugared one. And I realized, and this is the old member Richie, he used to always say, don't get in the ring with food. So Richie's memory is in me, and I'm only going to bring for me the sugarless applesauce. And that's going to be very, very good for me, because then I can have an excellent Thanksgiving, and I can really be thankful for the people I'm with and not for the food on the table. And it's going to be a wonderful afternoon, and thank you all, and I wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm a compulsive overeater, and my problem is Fred. I'm here from Washington, D.C., at the largest OA meeting I've ever been to. Back there, there's two big differences. This is Hollywood, so you all applaud all the time. And we also have Christians in the program back there. This being the largest meeting, it makes me think about the smallest meeting I ever went to and all the gratitude I have in program. It was sometime in the late 1980s, and I was at a conference where I didn't want to have anything to do with these people, but I wished I was more important among them, you know, and I had binged on, you know, 80 different kinds of oysters. And by the way, this thing about mentioning food, I'm glad someone talked about that. That's one of my refrains, because I eat not to deal with my feelings, so I don't think you all ought to ever talk about your feelings, right? But anyway, I just had a terrible binge, you know, and I called my sponsor, and the next morning I got up and took two or three buses to get to this meeting at the hospital, and there were three of us there. One guy, it was his first meeting. The other guy was about to lose his father and was obviously, he was a very dependent guy, and it was going to be terrible. So I had to be the source of recovery in this meeting. You know, I had more time in, and I just had this huge binge, and you know, and you get put in these places because it got me out of myself. And that's why I always say my problem's Fred. It really got me out of myself. And you know, the other thing is, when I come to it's amazing, I married into a Catholic family, but like, this is a big family, right? You know, I always fantasize coming to some place, and I'm going to stop. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lisa, compulsive overeater. And I just feel in my heart that I want to share gratitude. This will be my 17th year of abstinent Thanksgiving. And then when I was walking from the parking lot way over there, over here, I started like kind of getting teary-eyed and kind of crying and just thinking about all the years. I've been in OA for 20 years, and I think of all the years that I'm coming up on 18 years of abstinence, and all years of being abstinent and in the program, and how much my life has changed. And I'm so lucky to have the interactions with people and the whole, you know, self-awareness and learning about myself and the disease and how to live comfortably in my skin, which there's been so many times where I'm just so, like, uncomfortable in my skin. I just want to, like, explode out of it. And I think I've learned so much here how to just become really, really good friends with myself and treat myself well and love who I am, good and bad, and not try to, like, control everything. And this is an amazing program, a transformation of spirit and soul. I didn't even know what that was. And to just be blessed and to be grateful, to be absent is so much more worth. Like, just the thought of eating all this crazy food and being crazy after eating crazy doesn't sound good anymore to me. It doesn't sound like a reward. It sounds like not happening. So I'm happy to be absent for almost 18 years. I'm grateful that I am friends with myself and you guys. Thanks.
My name is Nancy Beecham. I am a compulsive overeater and, for goodness sakes, a 100-pounder. I have been an active member of Overeaters Anonymous for the past 30 years, since June 28, 1976, when I walked into Beverly Hills High, and Len was there to testify to that, and I'm maintaining 150-pound weight loss. I have not been in attendance here, although I was in the group that formed this Thanksgiving event at the Palm Park many years ago, because for the last 3 years I lay either in beds in two different homes or in hospitals dying of breast cancer. And as I had a lumpectomy and a mastectomy, and as my body crashed and burned, and as the doctors told me they couldn't do anything for me, and they didn't know what was happening, and they gave me a handicap sticker to live out my days with good parking places, I guess. I said to them I was not ready to go, and that this wouldn't happen, and I believed in my heart this was another lesson from God. Because I roamed the halls of Overeaters Anonymous for 30 years, and there was something missing. And that, to me, I know now today to be practicing the principles within the steps on a daily basis. And I know now that no matter how thin I ever got and what goal weight I was at, that I had to accept I got a lot of skin, and I'm at the weight I'm supposed to be right now. And I had to accept that it took me a very long time for my behaviors to turn around, and that I would begin to walk this room now with joy and enthusiasm. And I felt, why, God, why did I have to be this old? Why did I miss so much of my life? And so I went to a man that I idolized, an Alcoholics Anonymous named Clancy I, who said to me, Nancy, 99% of the people who stand in front of me from your program at goal weight, who have been through what you have been through, never get there. You're there, just live it every day. And so I want to apologize to some of you who lately think I'm coming out a little strong, because you see, I'm alive and I know it, and I'm really trying to live in the moment and do what I can to pass on what I know. And so today, with God's grace, I will go to El Pollo Loco and eat my two pieces of skinless chicken and my steamed vegetables and my salad without dressing, and maybe bring an extra bell pepper. And I will write my gratitude list and maybe my apple that Ira taught me to bring. And I will read my two pages from the book. And then, with that being done and my body being nurtured, I will move on to go to some of the celebrations I was invited to, and the food is out of the way, you know. And I want to take just one extra minute now to convey to you from the founder of our program, whom I was in yesterday, she is not well. And if people would give me on a piece of paper phone numbers who are interested, I'd like to take a meeting to her. And I also want to tell you that on February 10th, which seems a long, long way away, as your new public information chair in the Los Angeles Intergroup, I'm inviting you all to play a vista to my home, in which we are going to sit down and start dealing with getting Overeaters Anonymous's word out there, as eating disorders are being so well recognized in the medical community and the school systems and the government right now. There's a lot of requests coming in for television shows and for broadcasts, and I'm going to need a lot of help. So please, any of you who are interested in PI and in practicing these principles and carrying this message as our 12-step promises, please put your names on a piece of paper and phone number so you can get a head start on this great committee. Thank you.
Fred, compulsive overeater. Nice to see so many people out here today. It's interesting about the food. I couldn't talk to my sponsor this morning about it, but here I heard it today, so I know it'll be very simple tonight. We're having a bunch of people over, and people I don't get along with, so it's going to be very interesting to see how I deal with it. But I know God will help me through it, and I know prayer, meditation, naps, whatever I need, I'll get. And it's just a wonderful day. Like somebody said, it's just another Thursday, and thank God we have that ability to enjoy it. Thank you.
I'm Trisha, recovering bulimic. I was bulimic for 20 years, and I've been in recovery for 17. I wanted to be here in the park today for my friend Terry. He died a couple of months ago, and I was her Eskimo, and this program really helped me have a great friendship, which I don't think I really knew how to do before that. And the one thing she said to me when she was sick was to do all the things that she couldn't do. And I know she would want to be here for Thanksgiving because we loved coming to the park. And we walked along the beach this morning, which we usually did. And I called her mom to wish her happy Thanksgiving. And I'm just glad I got to the park today. And I'm very grateful for being able to be here. I'm glad that you all have been here for me and for her. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I'm grateful for this meeting today. I'm usually, I haven't been home in L.A. for Thanksgiving for a number of years. I'm usually back east with part of my family or from here. I'm with my mom who lives here, and my mom is in Israel right now, and everybody else is back east. But so I'm glad to be with friends and family here. And I'm grateful also to be missed. My mom called me from Israel. And she's like, all that's missing is you. And I know I'll get the same call from my dad, who I talked to last night. And, you know, knowing that all that's missing is me. And so being missed is being loved. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for the program and thankful for, you know, all of you and having a place to go when I need it. And I'm really thankful that this sweatshirt used to be in the pile of clothes that I couldn't fit into. And now it like fits like a little dress, so I'm really pleased about that. So have a blessed day to everybody. Thank you.
I'm Riley, grateful abstaining compulsive overeater. Today I celebrate 21 abstinent birthdays.
Thank you.
And last night I was at Dodger Stadium and rocked out at the Rolling Stone concert. It's delicious. That was delicious. Today is wonderful. Nothing at all like the Thanksgivings that I used to experience. My mother recently reminded me, I used to love Thanksgiving at your house. What was there not to love? I did all the cooking, the cleaning, the shopping, and mountains of food, and hated myself every moment. Today, I have chosen to be with my family of choice, of which you are all here. I was just a bit late getting to the park, but I was going to get to the park, and it couldn't be any better than right now. I would just like to do one reminder message. The 100-pounder meeting that meets every Thursday night, because today is Thursday, every Thursday night in Westchester, will be open tonight. So I invite you all, if you need a good meeting, a strong meeting, you want to share recovery and be with, the doors are wide open. All are welcome to attend there. That's it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Shiva, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Shiva.
2001, I came to this meeting and I heard the message for the first time. and it saved my life. The message that I heard is that long-term recovery is possible, and that it is possible to abstain on Thanksgiving, which I'd never done before in my 27 years previous to that meeting. And I ate an abstinent plate, one plate of food that day, and the grace of that, just one action, changed the course of my life. And I experienced that as a miracle. It's amazing to still be coming back 5 years later. And in a city like Los Angeles, I don't know, I think we should be sold out to the bleachers back there, full, you know, but I think we're the chosen, blessed few that we get to even know that this meeting exists, that there is a place to go. So I'm very grateful for that. And I do want to share something extraordinary that happened to me this year as it relates to Thanksgiving. I've been obsessing about Thanksgiving for about a month now. As soon as I actually, ironically, was reminded that this meeting was going to take place, I said, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Wow, there's going to be some good things to eat and blah, blah, blah. And I was off the rails on a crazy train in my head because I'm a compulsive overeater. I relate to food as an alcoholic relates to a shot of whiskey, a heroin addict relates to a shot of junk. I have the same ism with that. So I was obsessing about a month ago what I was going to eat today. And it's crazy. And I've been pitching about it because the obsession is just exhausting. And a fellow called me up in program and said, my suggestion to you would be to go to Thanksgiving. First of all, I hear your pain. I heard your share, and I was really moved, and I hear your pain, and you don't have to go through that on Thanksgiving. My suggestion would be to go to a Thanksgiving where you care about the people, and you'll be surrounded by people that you really love. And the end of the story goes that I called my best friend in the world. We've been best friends since we were 12 years old. And now, recently moved to Los Angeles, and I'm going to be spending Thanksgiving with him. And I can't tell you how much that means and how grateful I am. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Karen. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi.
No person likes to think he is bodily and mentally different from his fellows. I don't even need the book to know that because I've been running it through my head over and over again. But I also like it's not surprising that our eating careers have been characterized by countless vain attempts to prove that we could eat like other people. I've been living in the first step with my sponsor for the last couple of months, or however long it's been, because I seem to be at a new level of step one. And I remember telling her that I thought there was something wrong with me, that if I'm at step one again, I must not have done it right the first time. And she pointed out to me that that's not the way it is. It's the old peeling away the layers of the onion sort of thing, which is an expression I never particularly liked, but it captures it very well. And I don't know that I really resent that I'm a compulsive overeater, but in a way that I do. I love all the gifts and the blessings and the great joys and recoveries that I've been given as being part of this program, but I didn't realize this until I just stood up here. I really would like to just be able to go have Thanksgiving dinner. I'd like to just be able to go out to dinner with my partner and not have to think about, well, what can I eat, what can I not eat. I would like to just not have this particular problem. I want all the other stuff. I want the recovery that I get in the steps. I want the spiritual recovery, the emotional recovery. I don't know if I'm the only one today thinking, I just don't want to have to be, I just back to step one again. I do admit I'm powerless over food. I know I'm powerless over food. Although I came to realize some writing that I did before I hurt my hand that I couldn't write anymore was that there's still a part of me that thinks that I'm smart enough to outwit the disease. Because I'm pretty smart. And mind you, the smart, gets in the way a lot. But I think I don't know if I think that I'm smart enough to outwit the disease, or I want to be smart enough to outwit the disease, or is the disease telling me that I'm smart enough to outwit the disease? I don't know. It's just like, who can understand God? Who can understand the workings of my head? But I'll tell you, my partner and I were driving out here this morning, and she's been coming to the meetings with me for the past couple of years, and one of many things to be grateful for. And she was commenting on how this year has been an incredible year for us, and the things that have happened both physically, like we bought our first house. I've never owned a house in my life, and we own a home. And getting over some difficult, painful, hard emotional things, and dealing with some health stuff of hers, to be able to be standing up here in front of people who weren't, you know, when I saw so many people this morning who smile, the fact that you smile when you see me and want to hug me still blows me away. The fact that I see you and smile and want to hug you is normal. But the fact that you want to return it is great. I'm so grateful to start out my morning like this and so grateful to be part of this lovely and wonderful family. I wish you all a very blessed and loving day. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Mira, and I probably am an overeater, but this is my first meeting. Hi. And I'm just all of a sudden really sad. I'm just so glad to be here. I actually am here for the vegan picnic. And 15 years ago, I know, funny, right? It's a God shot. It's a total God shot. I made, 15 years ago, I went to an OA meeting with a sponsee of mine who had eating issues. Never dawned on me to go back. Because she loved it. She stayed, worked the steps, and I sponsored her in AA. And I just put on another 30. I took off a lot of weight and have been on Weight Watchers for the last, like, 10 years, but I haven't been able to keep it off. And I had a huge loss of pet size that I was very close to. And I put 35 pounds back on. And, you know, the thing that's hard for me is that I have, like, a vegan pie in my refrigerator, delicious, but I don't eat it. I don't just sit down with a fork and eat it. It'll be in there for a week, so it's not apparent. You know what I mean? I'm not an obvious overeater. But the fact that I put on weight and the way I'm eating, and I really hit a bottom the other night. I felt so sick from, you know, after I finished dinner, I just, the way I had eaten, that's the thing. It's not, it's just like, I know, it's just like AA. It's not how much I drank. It's the way I did it. You know what I mean? That there's really a compulsive element to it. And my AA sponsor years ago had like 5 or 10 pounds to lose, and she said, "I'm going to OA." And I said, "Well, don't you think that's overkill? You know what I mean? You have like 10 pounds to lose." And she said, "No, because I can go on a diet, or I can do it the spiritual way. And I would rather do it the spiritual way." And it was really transforming for her. And the fact is, I really need to change. I need to change my life. And I really need to get back in. I need to do it this way. So anyway, I just wanted to come up and share and, you know, really admit that I have a problem for the first time. And I can use numbers and I can use direction and, you know, guides for good meetings and whatever. So thank you very much for being here and thanks for letting me share.
Good morning, my name is Carl. I'm a compulsive overeater. 2 years ago Thanksgiving, I was at my niece's house in North Carolina, and we planned that 2 years from then, which is now, I would be with the family again in North Carolina. I somehow think I missed something. I don't think I'm in North Carolina at the moment. And that's a blessing, because what happened is that Carl planned and God laughed one more time. There were things that were going to be going on in North Carolina with the family that would not be healthy for me. And so I chose not to go. And that's painful because I miss my family. I miss that part of the family that I'm close to. But, you know, phones just don't cut it. And I'm grateful that by working this program, I've received the strength to know not to go to places that are harmful to me, whether they're about the food or about the family or about the family and the food, and that I have an alternative. And that I don't have to sit at home and mope and say, "Woe is me." I get to come to a meeting, be with my fellows. I get to talk to people. I get to be one of many. And I don't have to sit on the pity pot. I can if I want to, you know. I can bitch and moan about it. I can complain about it. But, you know, there's no place I'd almost rather be on Thanksgiving morning. Usually when I'm not here on Thanksgiving morning, I complain that I'm not here. And so I can always find something to complain about. It's real easy. There's plenty. There's always something. I have a life today that was brought to me by my Eskimo who brought me into this program, who died suddenly a year and 11 months ago, 10 months ago. And, you know, I'm grateful for the time that I've been in this program and for what I've learned. And I've learned to just accept what is. What is what is. I have to do my footwork. As I tell my sponsor repeatedly, my feet hurt. I'm tired of it. I don't want to do the footwork. He said, "Fine, and what are you going to do next?" And I pick up the next thing, and I do it, and I move on. I can choose. I can choose to go either way. I can choose to do whatever I want to do. The question is, am I willing to pay the price? For everything I do, there is a price. I have to pay the price. So if I go that way or if I go that way, which one do I want? And I get to choose. And I'm grateful today that I have the knowledge, the ability, and all of you to help me to choose, because a lot of times I don't know. I'd love to say I have this down and that I know what's going on and I know what to do. I can honestly say today I don't, and I'm grateful that all of you are here, and I hope all of you have a wonderful, blessed, absolute Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Hi, this is, I'm Sharon. I'm an overeater. This is my first American Thanksgiving, and it's really awesome to be sharing it this way. I can't even, like, this is really, really good. My Canadian Thanksgiving was in October, and that just sucked ass, to be honest. I sat in my bedroom that I, you know, renting a room, and just, like, you know, cried. It was, like, exceptionally depressing being away from my family, because this is my favorite holiday. It's, like, because it's not about gifts, and it shouldn't really be about food. It's about, you know, just being grateful. And I really like L.A., and I'm really glad I'm here, and I'm really, really grateful for this program. And I, you know, I'm grateful that so far my meals today have been abstinent, and you know, I'm hoping for enough to get through today, and I'm really grateful for everybody here. Thank you very much.
I'm still Garland, still a recovering compulsive overeater. I was informed I shouldn't make announcements because I don't know where things are that I announce. The recovery center is where the Promises meeting is, not the care center. Don't know the difference, but it doesn't matter. In West LA and West Hollywood are different places too. It's in West Hollywood, not West LA. So please don't go to West LA to go to the Promises meeting, because it's not there. It's across the street from the Lions Club. I'm sure most of you know where the kitchen sink is Saturday mornings. So that's the Promises. Also, be on your own sweetheart cruise. It's an OA cruise. It'll be something really fun and exciting. That's in February. Wanted to let you know about that. Also, I'm another Canadian. We have Thanksgiving in October in Canada, so today is Thursday as far as we're concerned. And the reason we have Thanksgiving in October is because there's absolutely nothing to be thankful for in November in Canada. Anyhow, we have about 10 minutes left for sharing. We've got a couple more people, but anybody who wants to, come on down. Thanks. All right, okay, well, I'll announce that just before we finish, okay?
Hi, I'm Dennis. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater and an addict. Boy, I'm like learning patience today and practicing that. I kind of waited till like the end. And so today is really for me is to practice everything I'm learning in program. Practice abstinence, practice being in relationship, and exercise being in relationship. Exercise my steps and the tools and my really then live the traditions that I've been learning in this program, and also to remember you know, and I did get on my knees. I know to do that in the morning and did my gratitude list, and it's good to know that I was at the top of the list. So thanks for being alive. It was good for me to just hear that and hear everything that's been spoke about, and really just tells me I'm on the right path, because I spoke at a meeting this past weekend, and I really don't know what God's will is, but what I do know is that I'm here right now, and I'm up here at a microphone right now, and that's just where I'm supposed to be, and that's the now, and what I'm just doing and practicing is changing the way I look at things, and the things that I'm looking at are changing, and accepting, a lot of acceptance going on in my life. So, and that's God. What I see is God's grace, and that's what I've learned is gratitude. And so I just want to say thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, and have fun today.
Hello, I'm Jim, a compulsive overeater. And I was just sitting out there and listening, and I thought it would be important for me just to step up and own my place in the program as part of this community and just, you know, say hello and happy Thanksgiving. Last night I got the mail, like, late at night. It occurred to me when I was boiling some water for tea that I hadn't gotten the mail, so I bunch of junk mail, and I pulled out this little postcard of a place I had an interview for a job last week, and thank you, and thank you, no thank you was basically it, you know, and I could feel it, you know, like this disappointment, like it just kind of sunk down, oh, you know, okay. And then I thought, well, God has something else planned. That wasn't the right place for me to be, you know, so I'm still looking for a job. But and then it occurred to me today that it didn't occur to me to, like, reach for the food, you know. It's like I just felt the feeling and, like, okay, and just, you know, keep my, I journaled about it, you know, but it was like, that's, you know, this, I have 11 years abstinence now. It's like the food doesn't, you know, occur to me as the problem, you know. I mean, it's the solution to my problems. And then, like I've heard, if you have the food and the problem, then you've got two problems. So I've got enough on my plate right now. And it's just good, to be here and, you know, take a breath. You know, it's like, it's just, you know, I don't even, you know, people say it's Thanksgiving, it's Thursday, it's Gratitude Day. How about that? That's a place you can meet in the middle. So thanks for being here and having a sane place to check in and practice our recovery. So.
Hi, I'm Laura, compulsive overeater. I just kind of echo the last speaker. I just wanted to check in and just acknowledge my recovery. I in August I celebrated 17 years of abstinence, and I came in August, and as it happened, Thanksgiving that year was 3 months to the day that I started abstaining. And I remember being really worried that, you know, how was I going to not overeat? And when I didn't that day, when I just ate the meal, I remember having my first sort of spiritual experience. And I had come to the Thanksgiving meeting, I forgot to say that. That was like a huge, huge thing, it's seeing all the people that were just like me, that I never knew that there were people like me. I never knew what being a compulsive overeater was. I just thought I just couldn't really quite manage to stay on a diet. And and then I, you know, I came to Thanksgiving meeting for many, many years, and then I stopped coming for a long time. And last year I came for the first time in a long time, and it really made a difference in the way I felt about my meal last year. So I was definitely not going to miss it today, and I'm really glad to be here. Thanks, Ira and Lillian and John. Thanks a lot for everybody being here. And it's really great to see people that I don't often see during the year. And I just know I'm really filled right now. I feel really good.